Blog Talk Radio.
Los Angeles, California. 465 square miles of constantly interfacing humanity, representing every race, color, creed, and persuasion. But God, no matter how he is worshipped, chose in his infinite wisdom to deposit here in the cultural nexus of the Pacific Rim. Almost 4 million people work and play here, and like any other place, anywhere, there are those who have it and those who want it. Those who have it enjoy it, no matter how they got it. Those who want it can get it by attempting to better themselves in a sympathetic community populated by decent citizens cheering them on. Or they can try to take it the easy way. Because even in the City of Angels, from time to time, some halos slip. That's where I come in, doing my job to the best of my ability on a daily basis. I work here. I carry a badge.
Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. This is your host, Jared Williams. We had to come on tonight because all this crazy shit happening with Donald Trump turning himself in and being arrested. The man had to turn himself in. He broke the law. And so he went to court, went to the prosecuting attorney, you know, office, and he went down there and he had to go turn himself in. And so they arrested him, read him his rights, fingerprinted him, And the thing that people don't realize is, and I think that the MAGA people are so fucking dumb, because they believe what Donald Trump tells them. And so Donald Trump has come out and said that, you know, he did a speech in Mar-a-Lago when his fat butt got up there on stage and said, here is what Donald Trump said. He said, you know, it's all the Democrats doing this to me. They're, it's a witch hunt. It's politically motivated. And what these people have done is they're going after me because they kept telling everybody and telling the press they're going to go after me. This is what Donald Trump said. Then he turned around and said, well, the news media said that this was not anything that he did, and he was actually innocent. This is the kind of shit that Donald Trump said. But the funny thing is Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's, you know, his bitch, actually came out and tried to do a protest in New York. And she got shot down pretty quick. Everybody started to chant over her. And so she had to disperse pretty quick. Here's what happened.
As Mayor Adams, as you can see, I'm seated here peacefully protesting, but you called me out by name. While you allow crime in your streets and you send your henchmen down here to commit assault against people by making loud noises, assault against police officers who are doing their jobs, trying to keep things civil, trying to keep peace, and trying to prevent violence. Democrats are the party of violence. Here's a party that enabled and funded and cheered for violent riots all through 2020. And they allowed cities to be burned, $2 billion worth of damage. That's the Democrat Party. But we are the party of peace. We're the party that wants to protect the lives of the unborn. We're the party of male and female, two genders only.
Okay, so this is pretty amazing. That was Marjorie Taylor Greene speaking at her highly publicized pre-Trump arraignment speech, only she spoke for just a few minutes because the noise around her was too much to contend with, something that she blamed the Democrats for, except one small problem. Here's a clip from NBC's Ben Collins talking to a Trump supporter, and, well, watch for yourself.
Hey, man, can I ask you a question? So, the whistle, where'd you get that idea?
Huh?
Where'd you get the idea for whistles?
Make the noise. Take one.
Oh, I'm good. But that, yeah, yeah. So you're pro-Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
You're handing out whistles to...
Yes. Make a noise. Everybody must hear that.
Interesting.
And everybody must hear that.
You don't worry that might be drowning out Marjorie Taylor Greene or whatever over there? You don't worry that might be drowning out the people speaking?
I like to make a noise. I'm here to make a noise. This is not a place to speak right now.
Very good point.
We're here to make noise. You have to hear us. Make America great again.
So you've got Marjorie Taylor Greene saying that Democrats are, quote, committing assault against people by making loud noises, while you've got this Trump supporter handing out whistles. It is exactly the level of stupid you should expect from a protest organized by Marjorie Taylor Greene. And look, of course there were also noisemakers on the left who sought to drown her out as well, and thankfully they were successful considering she'd planned this whole rally and left after a few minutes because no one could hear a thing. Here's another clip from NBC's Ben Collins making that pretty evident.
USA! USA! USA!
And I say thankfully because Marjorie Taylor Greene exists solely to spread hate and fear and disinformation. She represents the worst of politics and the worst of humanity. She is a liar, a con artist, and a fraud, seeking only to protect those who are also liars, con artists, and fraudsters. And coming from someone who was born in New York and whose entire family is from New York, I can say this with absolute certainty. That shit doesn't fly in that city. And that was a sentiment that was echoed shortly after Greene left by Congressman Jamal Bowman.
Do your freaking job, Marjorie Taylor Greene. You don't need to be in New York City talking that nonsense. Go back to your district. What are you doing here? You're here for politics. You're here because you want to be VP. You're here for your own fundraising. You're here for your own nonsense.
And let's just be clear about what Marjorie Taylor Greene is trying to do. First off, she's helping herself. She's giving attention to herself, and then later on she'll use her appearance to fundraise for herself. So let's not pretend that any of these people operate for any reason other than self-preservation and self-promotion. But second, she's seeking to obfuscate the facts surrounding Trump's indictment by suggesting that this is some political prosecution by the left. Donald Trump was indicted in New York reportedly on 34 different charges. At the center of this is Trump's $130,000 hush money payout to Stormy Daniels to keep her from disclosing their affair. Trump had falsely labeled those expenses as legal expenses. Now, disguising corporate records as something other than what they are is a crime in the state of New York, albeit a misdemeanor. But that's elevated to a felony when it's in furtherance of another crime, which in this case it was, considering those funds were used to help Trump's campaign by hiding an affair so that they didn't hurt his election prospects. Buttressed by the fact that these payments were made on October 27, 2016, only days before the presidential election. That's a violation of campaign finance laws. And those are only a couple of the charges. If reporting is correct, there are dozens more charges that Trump will be contending with. So when Marjorie Taylor Greene and the rest of Trump's shameless acolytes come out and pretend that Trump is innocent and all of this is political, they are lying to your faces. And finally, just to address a concern here, because I did mention that Marjorie Taylor Greene wants the attention, and yet here I am giving her the attention. I've spent a good deal of time thinking about the cost-benefit of giving someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene a platform, but here's what it comes down to. This is a woman who has 29% support in this country. You would be hard-pressed to find a less popular politician. If that is who the Republicans have decided to make the face of their party, then far be it from me to help them by hiding her. If they want to empower her and put her on committees and trot her out to high-profile events, then I will gladly broadcast to as many people as possible who the new face of the GOP is. I will gladly broadcast to as many people as possible who you actually empower when you cast a ballot for Republicans. I'll do my part to make sure that everyone in this country knows what the GOP has become. And will it give her the attention that she wants? Of course it will. But is there more benefit in showing the other 71% of Americans who think she is a lunatic what the modern Republican Party is? Absolutely. So if it means that we lose a little to gain a lot, I think that's a price worth paying any day of the week. What I don't agree with, though, is what happened on CBS News this past weekend. Marjorie Taylor Greene was given a national platform to spew her nonsense, but instead of getting pushback on air, which is what needs to happen, this is what the Greene interview ended up looking like.
The Democrats are a party of pedophiles.
I would definitely say so. They support grooming children.
They are not pedophiles. Why would you say that?
Democrats support, even Joe Biden, the president himself, supports children being sexualized and having transgender surgeries. Sexualizing children is what pedophiles do to children.
Wow. Okay. But my question really is, can't you fight for what you believe in without all that name-calling and without the personal attacks?
Well, I would ask the same question to the other side, because all they've done is call me names and insult me nonstop since I've been here, Leslie. They call me racist. They call me anti-Semitic, which is not true. I'm not calling anyone names. I'm calling out the truth, basically.
Pedophile,
call it what it is. Anyone?
And look, I'm not here to bash Leslie Stahl, but wow, okay, is not exactly the pushback that calling an entire political party pedophiles requires. So I would immodestly suggest that if you're going to platform this woman, that it's done in such a way that properly confronts her lies. You would be hard-pressed to find anyone who thinks that this CBS interview was able to accomplish that. All of which is to say, these clowns will continue to parade themselves around in their desperation to save their deity, but the facts here are obvious. Trump broke the law, and he is being held accountable for it. And if anyone should know that, I would imagine that it would be the party that brands itself the Party of Law and Order. Before you go, a quick announcement.
Bitch, but you fuck so good I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratches all down my back to keep it right on. Hey, you're crazy bitch, but you fuck so good I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratches all down my back to keep it right on.
Oh, yay. What's up, Miss Paula Alexander?
Hey, hey, hey. I'm up.
Did you enjoy everything today? It was pretty interesting.
Pretty interesting. I only got to watch about maybe 10 minutes of the Trump speech tonight because for some reason, the video cut off. I don't know why. I don't know if maybe YouTube was pulling it. I thought about that. Why did it just shut off?
That could be it. Yeah, maybe they wanted to shut his ass up because he was lying.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't know how to tell the truth. The man is a pathological liar.
No.
His supporters believe. I mean, it's mind-boggling to think about how his supporters believe a man that is a pathological liar, including, and fact-checkers fact-check this, while he was in the White House, he told over 30,000 lies. Who does that? But yet these people just...
Well, yeah, that's...
They must love the lie.
What he says.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. And when he stands up in front of that crowd and says that Joe Biden and all of these Democrats are the ones who are trying to attack him personally, and that's not anything, this has nothing to do with Joe Biden. It's the fucking state of New York.
Yeah. I mean, he broke laws. And that's what I've been seeing online all day, Facebook all day. It's like, I turned on Fox just to see what they were saying. They're blaming Biden. They're blaming the Alvin Bragg, the prosecuting attorney. They're blaming the judge. They're blaming everybody but Donald Trump for breaking 34 freaking laws. And that's just in this indictment alone. We're not even talking about Jack Smith that is investigating the document thing in at Mar-a-Lago. Or I think he's also investigating the... the attempted fraud to steal the election in Georgia. So, you know.
Yeah.
And
he even mentioned that tonight when he was on his speech. He was mentioning that, you know, that he did nothing wrong and that Georgia was telling him that, yeah, it's true, they've been... You know, they have all this election fraud, and that's not what happened.
Yeah, well, he tried to commit election fraud. But can you just find me 11,780 more votes? Like, pull it out of your ass and help me to win the election. By fraud.
I know.
And
you know, he even said something about in Mar-a-Lago. He said that the FBI raided his home illegally, and that here's what he said. He said they raided his home illegally, and his lawyers gave up the documents that he had, and he cooperated with the FBI, but they're saying he didn't cooperate. And how dare them do that? They're just after him, he said. He said, but Joe Biden has 180 documents that Joe Biden won't give up, that are in China.
I don't know if people know this, but the Biden documents is also being investigated, just like Donald Trump's documents are being investigated. You know, do you hear Joe Biden out there going, they're treating me badly. They wouldn't do this if it was Donald Trump. No, you don't hear Biden saying that. You know why? Because, obviously, Joe Biden had documents that he had accidentally taken home or his aides had placed in his garage. But my feeling is that they were planted. I thought that from the beginning. I think Joe Biden's, the documents in his garage were planted. That's what
I think. Oh, I think so, too.
I don't know.
I think so, too.
So, it's really, really frustrating and mind-boggling just that these people are so delusional that they would believe. They call him a mob boss. He's a lifelong criminal. He has committed crimes his entire life. He just never was indicted for any of them before. Probably from intimidation or being paid off. This time he's not getting away with it. You know, and it kills me that they're calling Alvin Bragg a left-wing hack. He's a Democratic operative that he's working for Biden. No, you idiots. He's working for the state of New York, the city of New York. That's his job as a prosecutor. You know, if you pull yourself back and you look at any justice system in any county, in any city, in any state across the country, he's working exactly as any prosecutor would. You know, the crime is done. The crime is reported or found out about somehow. And then they investigate. The investigators go and investigate. And then they go to the district attorney and they go, we have enough evidence to indict this person. That's how it works with any Tom, Dick, or Harry out there. That's just how the system works.
Yeah, exactly.
So when they say that that Alvin Bragg is a Democratic hack, that he's just doing this to get back at Trump, that all this, it's just ludicrous, absolutely ludicrous, that they think that he's not acting because he did not. That they don't realize that there is enough evidence to indict him and arrest him. So, it's just ludicrous.
And he believes that. And so Donald Trump, that's what he was saying today. He believes that there's nothing that he did. He said, they're going after me because of my business. And he goes, and when it's all said and done, they're going to prove that there is nothing that I did wrong. And I have all the documents. And it's like, oh, my God, dude. Really?
No, I mean,
they would not arrest you if they didn't have hard evidence.
Right, exactly. Right. They don't arrest – you don't arrest, let's say, a murderer because you think they murdered someone. They go out and they find – they investigate. They go into the – wherever somebody was murdered or on somebody's body, if a body is found, they look for fingerprints. They look for footprints. They look for any sort of sign, and then they go to their friends and family and neighbors and say, has this person been who have they been associating with? What have they, you know? And they and they track down. They track down people that they think are the guilty party, and then they bring them in for an interview, okay? So they do not just think.
Yeah.
They do not just think that somebody is guilty. You don't just think it. You have to have hardcore evidence.
Yes, you do.
That a crime has been.
That's what kills me. Is people think that you just they put them in there and they don't do it like that. Sorry, Paula. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No. That's all right. No. Yeah. I mean. So I watch Fox News and they're, you know, these are the people that have admitted lying about the election in a court of law under oath. They've been caught about how they feel about Trump. You know, Tucker Carlson said that in a text to somebody, he's poison. I can't wait till he's out of here. Something along those lines. I can't remember exactly what he said. These people were lying to the public, but behind everybody's backs. No, but on air.
Uh-huh.
On air.
Yeah.
They were lying to the public on air on the Fox News, and then behind the scenes were saying derogatory, awful things about Trump, and knew they lied about the election, and yet these people are on the air tonight saying the same things we've been talking about. You know, Alvin Bragg is nothing but a right-wing hack. He's a Democrat. That's the only reason he's going after Trump. You know, this is illegal. They have. I watched some of their guests. You know, they're bringing in right-wing attorneys saying, well, this is against the law. This shouldn't be happening. This is the ex-president of the United States. When it comes down to it, the ex-president of the United States is no better than any other criminal who's broken the law. There is to it. He's just a guy. He's just a man that broke the law. So, anyway. Yeah, so Fox is still lying through their teeth to the public.
Oh, big time.
So
I couldn't believe how much they were the lying, you know. And I can't believe how much Donald Trump embraced the lies on this, too, by the way. So you didn't get to hear all of his speech, though, because it cut out, you said, right? You said?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't stand listening to the guy because he makes me sick and nauseous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what evil does to some of us. Anyway. I'm sorry.
Oh, big time.
What else did he say? What else did he say?
So here's what Donald Trump did, okay? Let me. As a matter of fact, what happened is, this is where it's important, actually, Paula, because he said a lot of stupid shit that was really false. So here's what happened. So they fact-checked him, and here's what happened. I'm going to play a little piece. So you can hear the fact-checking of his how they broke away his bullshit here.
Mentioned
so it's like 3 minutes.
Moment ago, the former president's rambling appearance tonight, he repeated a whole slew of lies, and as Daniel Dale is with us tonight with some of a fact-check. So, Daniel, what did you hear? What did you want to talk about?
Anderson, it was a Donald Trump speech, which means it was a barrage of false claims, many of which I'm comfortable calling lies because they've been debunked repeatedly, and yet he keeps saying them, things like $85 billion worth of equipment left in Afghanistan when it was actually about $7 billion, or that nobody had a problem with his call with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger until months later. No, people had a problem right away that very week. And Anderson, I found him particularly dishonest when he tried to pivot to the federal investigation into his handling of official documents. Listen to some of the things he said on that subject.
Under the Act, I'm supposed to negotiate with NARA, the National Archives and Records Administration, which as of this date is a radical left troublemaking organization that red flags the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights as dangerous and triggering. Can you imagine? This is what we have to deal with. Even though that has absolutely nothing to do with openly taking boxes of documents and mostly clothing and other things to my home, which President Obama has done, the Bushes have done, Jimmy Carter's done, Ronald Reagan has done. Everybody's done. I was working with NARA very nicely until the raid on my home.
So three separate clips there replayed. This is a triple whammy of nonsense. None of that is true. On the first claim that the Presidential Records Act said that he's supposed to negotiate with NARA over the return of documents, absolutely false. That law is open and shut, clear cut. It says that the moment a president leaves office, the archivist of the United States takes custody of presidential records. There is nothing in there that envisions a prolonged negotiation. The second claim that Obama, Bushes, Reagan, and so on also took documents like he did has been debunked by the National Archives and Records Administration itself. It says that it took custody as required by that law immediately upon those presidents leaving office, and NARA itself was the entity that moved the documents to temporary NARA-managed facilities, so not like their own house, club, resort, near where their presidential libraries would be built. And then the third claim that he was working very nicely with NARA until this August FBI search, that is obvious nonsense. Look, NARA had been trying for more than a year to get back these documents that were rightfully theirs. Trump did not even return all the documents, we know, even after the Department of Justice took over and issued him a subpoena. So very nicely, I guess, is debatable, but in this case, it's just obviously wrong.
He also continued to spread the same election lies that he's talked about before, the claim he said before about millions of illegal votes.
Yeah.
The millions of votes illegally stuffed into ballot boxes and all caught on government cameras.
Obviously, that is not true.
I mean, what more can we say about this? We've been dealing with this for 2 years now. It did not happen. There was a tiny smattering of fraud throughout the country that even many of Trump's own former top officials, former Attorney General Bill Barr, various campaign officials have concluded would not have changed the outcome. We've addressed this dozens, probably hundreds of times. He keeps saying it. He'll keep saying it in perpetuity. Doesn't make it any more correct.
Yeah. Daniel Dale, a lot more to get to. We will. Daniel, thank you.
There you go. There's okay. Some of the stuff that they had to fact check from Donald Trump.
Right, and that fact checker, what people need to know about him, his name is Daniel Dale. He is one of the primo best fact checkers, and I do not envy his job. But that's what he gets paid to do. He actually will listen to something or watch something and then literally, like everybody does, but he does it on a deeper level of fact checking and debunking whatever Trump says. I do not envy his job at all, because he kept Trump kept him busy when he was in the White House.
I bet and that's he did.
He's one of the reasons we know. There were other fact checkers out there. I don't know all their names, but I do know him. And he's one of the people that relayed to the public that Trump told over 30,000 lies while he was in the White House. And you can be, if you're listening and you're a Trumpster, you can deny it till you're blue in the face. You can deny it.
Oh yeah.
You have no freaking clue what the truth is. Some of these trolls and these maggots, I have gone and found articles and from publications or from journalists and put it on in reply to them, and they still deny it. They still won't believe it. It's just, I mean, when you're brainwashed, you're brainwashed.
Fuck yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it is. Hey, these people are brainwashed out there in this world. And
I'm sorry. Daniel Dale.
No, you're okay.
Daniel, Daniel Dale is an excellent fact checker. CNN pays him to fact check. And I heard someone put it on Facebook. Did you know that CNN played that whole damn speech at Mar-a-Lago tonight? CNN.
Did it ever replayed it or just played it?
Played it live.
Yeah, that's where I watched it. The whole damn thing.
Oh, wow.
Well, I didn't,
because I found it on
YouTube.
I found it.
I got it through it about halfway through, and I thought, I just can't do this anymore. I mean, when you start watching Trump's lies, hearing Trump's lies over and over and over, I can't do it anymore. I just can't, and I don't know how anybody else could do this.
Yeah. I mean, if you have any, like we were talking to that guy the other night, if you have any sixth sense about you, even a little bit, like Jerry and I do, we have a lot. If you have any sort of spiritual connection, and I'm not talking about going to church and saying you're a Christian, I'm talking about the spirit, the world, God world, God. If you have any of that whatsoever, and you still support Trump, you don't have a sixth sense. You do not have a sixth sense. You have no idea what the fuck you're talking
exactly.
about. Because that's the reason Jerry became a Democrat. That's the reason Jerry switched parties. Is because people like us, we can sense, feel energy. And all we can feel off Trump is like, how do I put this? Help me out here. The darkest of the dark, like Satan's minion, like, you know, the devil and his minions work through people to do evil deeds. Like a murderer, you know, like a murderer, like a serial killer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they get him, they get basically possessed by the dark side to do evil things. And Donald Trump is nothing but an evil man who happened to be an ex-president whose energy is so dark it feels like sludge. Feels like it wading through
tar. Yeah.
Do you agree with me?
Yeah, you can tell. Oh, yeah, I agree. Like, you can tell. You can feel it, man. You can feel everything that when that guy's around or when he comes on TV or whatever, he's that evil that you – if he's that – and that's the thing I'm trying to say. If somebody's that evil to be able to project that through electronics and stuff, that's evil.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Or speaking, or when he's speaking. Just, I mean, it's not only his body, it's not only, like, permeates out of him by looking at him, but when he speaks, it also permeates out of him. And it's hard for people like Jerry and I to listen to someone that dark and evil. And you can't.
And you could tell in his eyes.
That.
His eyes. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. His eyes, Paula. Like, his eyes are so black.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at his eyes, that's the eyes of people like Hitler and Saddam Hussein, all those guys. You look at their eyes. They have just black eyes. You almost can't even see the whites in their eyes anymore. And that's evil.
Right.
That's pure fucking evil.
Right. Or if you see somebody with dead eyes. You know, some it's either called black eyes or dead eyes that have no emotion in them whatsoever. Just a really evil, evil man. And to think that this guy ran the country for 4 years and has lied to these people and taken his supporters in, and that these people believe him, like a cult leader draws people in. That's what Donald Trump has done. He's drawn people in, sucked them in like a snake. You know, that's a good example, because I had a boyfriend like this, and you know who he is, the drummer. there are some people that have eyes that when they stare at you, when a snake sometimes will stare at its prey.
Yep.
And draw the prey in, like the prey can't move. And then strikes, and you're a goner.
That's where it hypnotizes them.
Right. And that's the way that boyfriend of mine was. I didn't figure it out till late.
Because
I was already drawn.
And that's where that
too drawn in.
That's where Trump is. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And Trump is the same way with hypnotizing people with those snake eyes. You know, that's exactly what it is. I mean, he's pure fucking evil. Nobody can tell us any different. I'm telling you.
You know.
By the way, Paula. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm gonna say.
Go ahead.
I can't remember. Anyway, go on. Go on.
So I was okay. I had to do this because I thought it was really funny. All right. So somebody out here emailed us the other day. And I came across something that I thought, well, this is perfect for this fucker for the email. So I have a guy here, it's on an email here, and I'm going to play something real quick. So hang on one second, Paula. I'm going to put you on mute for just a second. All right, so here's what this guy did. He emailed me. He said, Jerry, when you guys were talking about the LGBTQ and the gays, we need to put them in front of the churches, and we need them to do exorcisms to rid these demons out of them. They call the demon the gay demon. And I started laughing my ass off because I'm thinking, you can't do that. You can't pray with a gay.
Is a powerful thing. In these trying times, we pray. We pray hard. But there are some matters where we would be better servants of the Lord by accepting what is and not bothering him. Come on! You can't pray the gay away.
You can't pray the gay away.
No matter what your preacher say.
No matter what your preacher say.
There's no fighting
deny.
You can't pray the gay. Mama, oh mama, you can't blame yourself. Just cause your baby boy took your high heels off a shelf. Daddy thought football would make a man of him. But now he spends all his time cruising a gym. You can't pray the gay away.
You can't pray the gay away.
No matter what your preacher say.
No matter what your preacher say.
There's no fighting
deny.
You can't pray the gay. Send him off to camp where he could get big. Half the summer of his life, never saw so many dicks. You can't pray the gay way.
You can't pray the gay way.
No matter what your preacher say.
No matter what your preacher say.
There's no fighting
deny.
You can't pray the gay way. You may not know it, but you know lots of them. Statistically speaking, one out of every 10. Every family's got one. You might call him Auntie Fred. Mama says he's harmless, less he's trying to give you head. Oh, you can't pray the gay way.
You can't pray the gay way.
No matter what your preacher say.
No matter what your preacher say.
There's no fighting
deny.
another change of subject, because I know we don't have all night, is that when you played the audio from when Marjorie Taylor Greene went to New York today and in support of Donald Trump, okay? She was supposed to be there with a couple other guys. Guess what? Come to find out, one of the reasons, not only was she heckled out of there, but come to find out that in New York, you have to have a permit to do what she was trying to do. And they didn't get a permit. So,
dumbass.
Yeah. There was no permit to rally, protest, gather, whatever you want to call it, when she was asking everybody to gather.
Dumb bitch.
And then, yeah, dumb bitch is the word. And then, in her car, two
somebody
reporters.
Says, what's next?
She does.
Somebody says, what's next on the calendar? April 17th. And somebody says, what's next on the calendar? April 17th, Dominion versus Fox goes to trial.
Yay. God, I hope they win. I hope they win. So then after Marjorie MTG got heckled and had to leave, in the car, one reporter, I believe it was with MSNBC, got in the car with her, and of course she is playing the victim. It was Antifa. Antifa came and they caused all this. She played the fucking victim. Because New Yorkers didn't want anything to do with her and what she was doing. She miscalculated really, really bad. And then after that reporter leaves, she gets on the Steve Bannon show and she blames George Soros. And Antifa, and BLM.
Really?
And, yes, and she blames everybody but her own damn self, just like Trump did. And the thing is, and I'm one of these people that pull it out on her post when she says the name Soros. Earlier today, some guy said, "Well, this is Soros needs to be arrested." Well, this is the thing. All that is an anti-Semitic and anti-Jewish call because Soros is Jewish.
Well, yeah.
It's an anti-Semitic trope is what it is. To blame Soros on the welcome she got from New Yorkers, that's utterly ridiculous. And then after that interview, she goes to the airport and gets on Air Force or Trump Force One, his airplane, and flies to Mar-a-Lago with him and his people. So she was at Mar-a-Lago tonight. So, yeah, she is.
Of course, she did.
She's a bitch to the nth degree.
Playing
the victim.
She probably went down there to give Trump a hand job.
Yeah, she can get her hand at his diaper.
Yes.
Because where else?
Here, Donald, I'll shift through your shit and pick out your corn.
That's funny.
Nasty.
That's funny.
Bitch, I cannot stand her.
Yeah, she is. She is just. She gives me this. I get the same energy off her that I get off Trump.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, she's the female Trump.
Nasty, dark, evil energy.
Yeah, it's truly amazing, just what these people do. And you know, oh, by the way, somebody put so I was reading this thing on this Donald Trump shit again, and it says, you know, there were some of the things they fact checked on him, and believe it or not, but there's a couple things that's very important, and so Trump claims. So here's what Trump did. These are a couple things. So when he talked about the Presidential Records Act, he said, just so everyone knows, under what's known as the Presidential Records Act, which is designed to approve by Congress long ago, just for this reason, under the act, I'm supposed to negotiate with the NARA. That's the National Archives Records Administration. So as we know, that Trump's claims that they were false, because that's the Presidential Records Act, the moment that the president leaves office, they have to give those to the National Archives. Then Donald Trump bounces up to George Soros. George Soros and the district attorney. He said on social media that last month, former President Donald Trump invoked liberal billionaire donor George Soros while criticizing district attorney Alvin Bragg in his speech on Tuesday night, claiming that Bragg is a radical left. George Soros backed the prosecutor. And he says that this needs context. Soros did not make any donations to Bragg's 2021 election campaign. So everything that Trump said there was absolutely false. And one last thing that he said that really irks me that, you know, when it comes to Donald Trump, obviously, Trump claimed that the United States has an economy that has been crippled by the biggest inflation we've seen in more than 60 years. Trump's 60 years claim is an exaggeration, though inflation rate does remain high by historical standards. Last June, the year, the inflation rate hit the highest level since 1981, 9.1%. But around 41 years does not round to 60 years. And so Donald Trump was trying to exaggerate there. And, of course, when he said also the 2020 election, that he repeated one of his familiar lies, that the election was, you know, stolen, that they were stuffing billions and millions of illegally stuffed ballots and ballot boxes. Of course, this is all false information. So I just wanted to read a couple of those for you, because Donald Trump is really putting this out on Twitter right now. He's actually tweeting this right now. And people are fact-checking his ass already.
Good.
That's funny.
Good. That's good. But he won't read the comments. He never... Before he got banned from Twitter, it was obvious that he never read the comments. He doesn't care. He doesn't care what anybody else says. He only cares about his whatever lie comes out of his pie hole. I learned a new term for his mouth yesterday. I just loved it. It is facial. Facial anus. Somebody said they did something about his facial anus, and I about died. I even posted
that's
about
funny.
It. I even put it on Facebook. I learned a new term for Donald Trump's mouth. And then skipped down the line and went facial anus with a Latin emoji. Hilarious.
That is funny,
facial.
Man. That is.
It's his facial anus.
Did you know that in Wisconsin that that they said they project that liberals won the Supreme Court in Wisconsin tonight.
It's not just projected. It's done. It's a done deal. It's a
right.
done deal.
That's what I'm saying. So if that's done, so that's good. That's good news.
Right. This was, I believe, for the state Supreme Court, a position for the state Supreme Court. The loser was very anti-abortion, anti-civil rights, racist, all that good stuff. And the woman who won is pro-abortion. She's freaking awesome. They say that this sets a precedent for America to get back on track. I don't know how, in the long run, how it helps other states. I couldn't explain that to you. But according to what people are saying is that this is a big deal, not only for Wisconsin, but for the country. So.
Oh, yeah.
God bless her. God bless her. Yeah, she won. In fact, I saw the numbers.
That's awesome.
I saw the numbers, and she won by a landslide. It's not just projected. She did it.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a done deal. Now,
man, that's crazy.
Watch her opponent go do like Carrie Lake and some of the other people, like Trump, and go, I want a recount. Even though he lost by a landslide. I would not put it past
So didn't something else happen? Didn't something else happen to with Donald Trump today that something got denied or something like that over his it's over the January 6th thing? Trump was trying to do something.
There is something.
Oh, it was to let his aides to testify or whatever, or to be heard.
It was to keep his aides from being heard, from being called in for to be heard, and he lost.
Yep. Good old Trump, poor bastard.
Yeah, leave it to him to constantly start a lawsuit against something he doesn't like, no matter what it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he
does. Yeah, that sounds like Donald Trump, don't it?
Yeah, but he lost. Yay.
I look forward to the day they put his ass in jail because he has so many court cases going. One of these fucking things are going to put his ass in behind bars. It's going to happen.
Right. There is. I have a meme on my phone. Where is it? That talks about some of the things. Okay. These are some of the indictments, some of the investigations that are happening. Okay, against him. One is the federal classified documents, the federal insurrection, January 6th, the Manhattan tax fraud, which is what's going on now with this payment to Stormy Daniels, federal RICO racketeering. Okay, federal RICO racketeering, that's mob boss shit. That's where you're trying to hide your assets or launder your assets into other places where they can't be found.
Are these, Paula, are these the accounts that they're charging him with, these type things?
Yes. And the last one, I have one more. is the Georgia election tampering. So I don't know if this is all of them. I don't know if this is all of them. But these are probably the main ones. This case about Stormy Daniels is probably what they're saying is one of the least of the other charges that are coming up against him. And for you idiots out there that think, well, so what? He paid off a porn star for sex. No, that's not what this is about. This is about the money that he used to pay her with. This is about the way she was paid. And it came out of, supposedly the money came out of his campaign funds when he was running for president, which is totally against the law. That is against the law. Apparently the money was given to Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen gave her the money. And,
right.
And then Trump paid him back. And supposedly the money that he paid him back with was from his campaign funds, which is any politician running for office that uses money from their campaign funds can be charged. It's a law. You cannot do that. So.
Wow. And it says prosecutors say checks were cut monthly, including some coming directly from Trump's bank account to Cohen. They allege that these were disguised as attorney payments when they were not. Each check was processed by the Trump Organization. Each check was disguised as a payment for legal services rendered in given month of 2017. Pursuant to a retainer agreement, prosecutors wrote in the statements of fact accompanying the indictment. The payment records kept and maintained by the Trump Organization were false New York business records. In truth, they were no retainer agreement, and the lawyer A was not being paid for legal services rendered in 2017. It adds, referring to Cohen. And then this is one other thing here. Participants in the alleged scheme knew payoffs were unlawful, prosecutors say. And according to the legal theory Bragg is pushing, what makes the falsified business records a felony is that the underlying federal campaign finance crime that Trump is accused of trying to conceal. The district attorney also claims that the state election law was violated with the scheme. And the statement of the facts points to the court filings of the federal investigation into the hush money payments to assert that the participants in the alleged illegal scheme, including Cohen, have admitted that the payoffs to the two women were unlawful.
Yeah, it wasn't just Stormy Daniel. It was a gal named Karen McDougal. Yeah, so it's not just...
Yeah.
It's not just Stormy Daniels. It's two women. So, yeah, it is unlawful to use that money for anything other than your campaign. It is a federal law that you cannot use money for anything else, which makes you wonder where a lot of these other politicians, how they get away. You know that some money comes out of their campaign money for other things. Like I remember some guy, I think it was, where was it, Louisiana? I can't remember what state it was in, that he used money for personal reasons, like, I don't know, a house payment or paying a car or something like that. Yeah, you cannot do it. It's against the federal law. So, you know, that's for those idiots
shame
out
on
there.
Him. Shame, shame.
He just silly paid a porn star off. No, that's not the point. The point is how the money was used, not who it was paid to. where it came from.
See?
That's the point.
Yeah. These fucking MAGA people are so stupid that they think this is all a political ploy, like they keep saying, like Trump keeps pushing.
Yep.
This has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with him breaking the fucking law and criminal activity.
Right, exactly. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I hate these people, man. So, I cannot stand them. I'm sorry, Paula, but they're all just fucking dumb.
Right. I'm right there with you, brother. I'm right there with you.
It's hard to talk to a Trump supporter.
Yeah, I know you have personal friends that are Trump supporters.
Yes, unfortunately. And you know what I hear from them all the time is, well, this is so great that ever since this happened with Donald Trump's indictment, that they're showing that Donald Trump's numbers are going way up in the polls, showing that his popularity is getting better and that he's becoming the lead man for the presidential election to win. I'm like, fuck.
No, he's just the front runner. He's the front runner for the Republican Party, which is sickening. It's sad that these people are choosing a lifelong criminal, pathological, lying, evil bastard as their leader, you know.
Well, you know that guy that, you know, Paula, the guy that predicts, I can't remember his fucking name, I always forget it, but he predicts every presidential election, and he's been right every single time. And so he's now predicting that if Joe Biden does run again this, you know, for this election, that Joe Biden will win. Even if Trump runs, that he said that Joe Biden will win the election. And I believe the guy. I believe he's probably 100% right.
Right. But what if somebody else? What if somebody else runs? I.
That's where the problem lies. DeSantis, for example.
Right. Well, DeSantis may run anyway.
Or guess who else
is running? Yeah. Who else is running is my ex-governor. Whose time ran out. He couldn't run again for governor. That's why Sarah Huckabee Sanders won as governor of my state. But my ex-governor, who is he looks like a soft-spoken, charming businessman, and with a pleasant voice and a nice demeanor, but in reality is just as MAGA as Trump.
That's fucking sick.
He banned. So he's running in the – he's already put his towel in the ring. He's running. So he's running against Trump and possibly DeSantis and no telling who else on the Republican side. So, I mean, we just don't vote for Republicans, period. They hurt people. They right now, I don't know if you know this, but right now in 18 states, and Arkansas is one of the first five to start this, in 18 Republican states, they are starting the process of gutting Medicaid and food stamps. So that's cruel. That's just cruel.
Mm-hmm.
It's cruel. They passed complete anti-abortion bills, which, you know, even for women who might die if they don't get an abortion, even for women who want the baby they're carrying, but the baby is dead inside of them or has extreme deformities or puts the mother's health in jeopardy, they're still passing these anti-abortion bills that they don't give a shit. And what's crazy, crazy about that is if a woman has a baby that died inside of them, the mother's going to die too. The mother's going to die too, or possibly die. Or if a woman has, there are many other health issues a pregnant woman can have that a pregnancy can hurt them, harm them. They don't care. Republicans don't care. So in other words, there's a story I told not too long ago about the woman in Texas that found out she had a very wanted pregnancy. They had been through in vitro fertilization to get pregnant because she had a hard time getting pregnant. She finally gets pregnant. The baby dies inside of her. No, the baby is everything but dead, but still has a beating heart. Like it's truly deformed, and whatever condition it had, whether it was with a brain or heart or whatever, I don't know what it was going to die right after being born. And yet, because of that baby, that fetus still had a heartbeat, they would not allow her to get an abortion, even though the baby was going to die. They do not care about women. It's about controlling women.
That's sad.
Yeah,
that's,
it's really
fucking
sad. They do not care. So,
and that's why I left them.
Right. To completely eliminate all abortions is simply fucking stupid.
Terrible.
Anyway, it's really stupid. When do you want to get off
here? Just,
when do you want to?
And they don't care, do they? They truly don't care.
No, they don't. They do not care. They only care about their own religious beliefs and their own opinions. And it's like somebody said, maybe when it happens to them, they'll care. Or someone they love, maybe they'll care. But until then, no, they don't give a flying fuck about Americans or what women go through. They don't care. It's cruel.
It's sickening. I'm with you on that, Paula.
It's cruel to make a woman carry a dead baby, knowing that her body is being. I mean, think about what does a dead body, a grown-up, let's say an adult, what does a dead body do if it's been laying out in the open for a while? It rots and it stinks.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so what does a dead fetus do inside a woman's uterus? It's rotting. It will poison her body and can kill her and has killed. And yet these motherfuckers won't even, they don't care. So, sorry, I was kind of graphic.
Sad.
It was kind of graphic. I was kind of graphic there, but I think it kind of needed to be put in that perspective, if you know what I mean.
I'm glad you did say it like that.
Okay.
Because, Paula, you got to paint, unfortunately, with people, we have to paint a picture of what is going on. And I don't think people understand unless they really see the painted picture, and that's what you just did. I think that that needed to be done.
Okay. You know, I apologize if anybody's grossed out, but this is what a bunch of men, mostly men, and highly conservative women, two American women. So, anyway. Do we have some time?
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Let's see where we're at here. Let me just take a look and see what we're doing here. We are at, we have about 8 minutes left. If, that'll probably give us enough time to close up the show because it'll take us about 8 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Oh, by the way, before you close up the show, wait a minute. So everybody to know, so everybody understands, this Sunday coming up, we're probably not going to do a show because it's Easter. So we'll probably do it the following week sometime. Paul and I'll just jump in sometime the next week. We'll discuss it and see what day we can do it. And then, so everybody have a happy Easter. I just wanted to say that real quick. But go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, happy Happy Easter, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to explain how Republicans are lying to you, to straighten up some of their messes and debunk their bullshit. We appreciate you. And with that being said, you guys have a great Easter. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum. May peace be with you. Good night, everybody.
And that was excellently said. It was perfect. I love when she says it every week when she says, peace be with you, because I think that's the best advice we can give to everybody out here. You need to learn how to say, I love one another and have peace. You know, Easter is coming up on Sunday. It's about the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. And the one thing that you ever need to realize is that Jesus always said, love one another as I have loved you, right? We need to show that love more in society as a whole, because for some reason, people have thought that, well, let's not show love. Let's shoot each other. Fuck that. We need guns. When will we stop and realize that when are we going to love our children before we love our guns? When are we going to stop and realize when are we going to love one another, regardless if they're Democrat or Republican? We need to show that we are human beings above all politics aside, that God created us all in his image. And with that said, you should love one another. Why are you trying to attack another person because they're gay and because they're different to what your standards are? I don't understand why people feel that they have to have so much hate in this world. There is so much hate when you flip on the news that it makes you sick to your stomach to see this shit and say, enough is enough. It's time for me to show that I love that person. I love my neighbor. By the way, when Jesus said, love thy neighbor, he didn't say love your next door neighbor, basically. It's love thy neighbor means all over the world. And that's where people get so stupefied when it comes to religion, because they don't listen and they only go with what their beliefs are. It's funny that I know I'm preaching here for a second, but here's what makes me sick. I cannot believe I go to a church. I go to churches, yes. And I'm one of those people that go around to different churches and look around and stuff. Well, I have been noticing every damn church around my area are carrying guns in the church. okay? They have their Bibles in one hand, strapped to the side with a gun and a holster on their hip or shoulder holster, and they're carrying these guns in the church. And I don't understand why the fuck they need a gun. I know you think that, well, I got to protect the church in case somebody comes in with an AK-47 and kills everybody. Point of it is that did Jesus say, you can come to church, you can come to worship, but you have to carry a gun? No, 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 no. Jesus didn't say that. This is where Republicans who love their guns so much that they believe that the Bible is in one hand and a gun in another. How can you worship both and say that you're a true Christian? How can you worship the Bible and then worship your gun? How can you say, I love you, and then shoot you and kill them? It doesn't make any sense, folks. And that's why America and the world needs to wake up and show love for one another. Because if you don't do this, our country, our world is going to fail. And once it fails, there is no way to return. Because God, Jehovah himself, will wipe this world clean from all the wickedness. And it will happen. So keep that in mind while you do your dirty deeds and be evil and worship evil. How can you support an evil man like Trump who doesn't have no love or respect for any human being, or any Republican for that matter, that has no respect for any individual out here? Keep that in mind. Have a good night.
Girl, she got married to a boy like you. She'd kick you out if she ever, ever knew about all the you tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy, you know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean.
Drop the attic, give me love, give me Fendi, my Balenciaga daddy. You gon' need to bag it up.